health care. Absolutely. That, I think, is going to be the worst part of it. Because, you know, I think that's, Obamacare was going in the right direction, but he didn't have the support that he needed in the Senate and the House of Representatives to get what he was aiming for to take place. And it fell apart because it just didn't have the support. Having lived on both sides of the border, this is something that comes up every time I go home from a high school reunion and people start talking to me about the living in Canada versus living in the States. And what I can't understand and I can't get across to them is, okay, yeah, we do pay higher sales tax, but we can take our child to the hospital in the middle of a night with an ear infection that they're screaming at the top of their lungs and not have to worry about remortgaging the house to pay for whatever health care we just had. You know what I mean? I mean, I've had 3 cesarean deliveries in the past, you know, 30 years ago, but I had 3 cesarean deliveries and it didn't cost me a dime. And I know of one of my best friends back home. She worked for the state, so she had very good health care, and it still cost her $10,000 out of pocket to have a cesarean delivery. And that was 30 years ago. But healthcare is, it worries me so much because I have senior relatives still in the state. And now being in the senior group, having hit that magical 60 age, all my friends down there, my former classmates and everything, they're all in the same boat. And they're all saying, you know, oh my gosh, I've got to go have this surgery. I've got to go have that surgery. And it's going to cost me X amount of dollars out of pocket. And I'm really not sure how I'm going to do it, but I have to have the surgery. And I'm like, if you guys would just push your government representatives to get better health care, the universal health care. Yeah, you might pay more in sales tax, but to me, it's worth it. I think the American people are scared of it. Like, I didn't understand it when I first came here. I'm like, how can you do that? How can I go to the doctor and not have to pay or not have to have private insurance in order to go to a doctor? And they don't understand it. They're still too much in the dark. And they're hearing stories of, if it goes to universal health care, then you're going to be limited as to who you can go to, and there's going to be longer waiting lines and waiting times to get in to see the professionals and the specialists and everything. And I said, yeah, we do have longer wait times, but in our case, especially in New Brunswick, it's because we don't have enough of the specialist doctors to, you know, to take care of the issues. And like, I'm waiting on a second knee replacement because the first one didn't work. And my knee surgeon told me, he said, I could do surgeries 5 days a week, but there's not enough anesthetists in the province. So that's why the waiting times are so long for different kinds of surgeries. It's because there's certain parts that aren't there, but it's not because of universal healthcare.